Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, Bereshus, the Rav, and Rabbi Kalish, we just want to thank the Shay for putting this together for the whole group. We'd like to thank the sponsors, the Erez family, Lulu Nishmas Mordechai Ben Nachem Nechemya, Klein family, Lulu Nishmas Moshe Mordechai Ben Baruch Menachem, Palak family, Lulu Nishmas Menachem Nochem Ben Yeshua Kain. And somebody anonymously donated for all those who need shidduchim, which would be a plus for them.
I also want to say, just very briefly, I know everyone's here for Kalish. So I'm imagining this space will fill up. I mean, if anyone wants more space, there are seats over here. Breathe. I want to thank Rabbi Kalish for coming and I was thinking about the reach of the yeshiva, and you know, there's some people that are Rashi yeshivas of their institution, and there's others that their reach goes way beyond an institution and extends to the whole, you know, come out the whole world. And I'm very excited to be able to host someone who I've learned so much from over the years. It's not common that you spend a lot of time, 24 years, working closely with somebody and only appreciating yourself and more. Usually, you know, it goes the other way. And I think that Rabbi Kalish and the yeshiva and everything that the yeshiva represents would have a lot of nachas from what goes on in the shul. And it's very, it's a great covet and a great appreciation. I thank Rabbi Kalish for coming.
Thank you. Thank you to Rabbi Farkas for the kind words, and much more thank you for the friendship. I want to tell to really thank Rabbi Farkas properly, the way I want to, it won't be full, but I want to tell you two things that happened to me recently and share something honest. And then we'll sing together, and then we'll share Divrei Torah. Twice recently, I was in Eretz Yisrael for a Shalosh Shodas, and there are probably about 1,000 people there, and there's a certain pressure. People came, there were Rashi Yeshiva there, there were all different, like luminaries and dignitaries, all different people at this event, and there's a certain pressure. There's a certain pressure, people are coming, so you want it to be a certain thing. The singing should be a certain, the Divrei Torah should be a certain thing. There's a pressure like that. In the middle of this whole thing, there was somebody there who was acting Lebedik, who was being very Lebedik. To go into details, I'm sitting in front of this big crowd, and there's a certain pressure, it should be a certain thing. And a guy in the middle of this thing is fighting with others, carrying on, and the matziv is everybody's expecting a certain matziv, and this guy's carrying on. That's scene one I want to present to you. I want to present scene two to you. I went with 50 guys. We went together to Boca. Now, a big tzaddik. Wow. A very special tzaddik made this, sponsor this event in Boca. He spent literally tens of thousands of dollars, this tzaddik, flying in guys, arranging, getting a tent mendy. It was like a gorgeous event in Boca, Florida. And my wife and I ate away Friday night, and we're joining the matziv for an oineg Leil Shabbos. And we come to the matziv, and people, now the tzaddik who sponsored this whole thing is a tzaddik who wants to give and is a generous person and kind, but there's still a pressure. At the Oinig Shabbos, there was a Rav there, there were two Rabbanim there, there was a Rosh Kailo there, and people came, we're going to Fabrein with them. There's a certain, like, and inside all my performance thing, go, okay, this is serious, okay. This has to be good. We were flown in, Chevra's flown in, there's tents up, there's food flowing, And the Chevra was very, very antsy, a lot of guys. And there was a beautiful basketball court in the backyard. And the Chevra wanted to play basketball on the court on a Leil Shabbos. And both times I'm sitting there, stressed. And the guys playing basketball, I promise, saved the event. They saved it. It was a Shabbos. And the guy who was carrying on, shepherding others, saved the whole Shalosh Shabbos. He saved the whole thing. Kipshutai. I have charata. I threw guys out of the yeshiva. I say the words, it's like this. I'm shamed. It's crazy to think those words. I don't think yeshiva ever is. I'm not making fun of Rosh Yeshivas. They have tough jobs. They're the best people on earth. And they mean to say the rest, right, Dave, all these words. I don't think it's shaykh to throw out a bacher. You can quote every guy in whatever it is. I don't think it's, I don't care what a guy, and I threw out guys. And each one's a chet, not vera, and I'm shamed by it. I met somebody this past Shabbos who I threw out, and I'm shamed. And I asked mechila to many, and Baruch Hashem did throw out tons. But every, I don't care what the person did. I believe any exception. Believe exception. You need to get him to therapy, to rehab, to a therapist, whatever you need to do. You can't do it. I don't think there's such a mitzvah. You can't do it yet. It's embarrassing. You can't look at me through me. There's ain't a varkaze. There's no such thing. I think, though, the guy we throw out really would save the whole yeshiva every time. Every time would save the yeshiva. I say it in sincerity. The guys were playing basketball in the backyard in Boca, Florida, saved the whole Shabbos. The Shabbos was otherworldly. They saved it. The guy who was carrying on at the Shalosh Shabbos saved on Kipshutai. Kipshutai mamash. We think that we have to create things. That we have to, like, we have a shura. I say, you ruined my davening. Hashem is real and we're real. When the guy carried on, I'm saying, I want to make a certain matziv. Then I ask Kalish, why'd they bring the Waterbury guys? We have a shtickle lebedek, a guy can call out. I'll get a whole chevra who will do it really well. We'll all sing. Shari, I'll get guys mamish swaying. Shari, Shemaim Zach, they'll close their eyes just so. It'll be like so wonderful. But they didn't fly out that. I could get them whole matzavim that will all close our eyes and sing Shari Shemaim Psach. Mamish Geshmak will create a certain environment. Yisrael will nail every. That's not what it is. It's not what it is. But when I got married, I wanted a certain type of Shabbos table. And for years, we had a remarkable Shabbos table. And then my kids started getting, my kids are amazing. That's not what they want. That's that. They saved my whole Shabbos. Shabbos is much bigger now. Much. It's not close. Because I was trying to create something and I really was invited to something. A yid in Shabbos. I don't have to make anything. But actually show up to Shabbos. The kids are carrying on. They talk. If the kids, my kids are older, they're younger, they're talking sports with each other. You think they destroy? You killed the whole Shabbos. So that Shabbos was it. That's it. The whole shul could be talking. It's not why somebody should be quiet. They killed it. I promise Hashem is real. Nobody can, you can't hurt that. Hashem's real and so we talk to Hashem. They ruined it. You think it's like comedians need a certain atmosphere for their jokes. If they don't have it, the whole show, you killed the show. They need a certain, like there's a whole sugyas. You think like we have our, Hashem is real and we're real. When the guy carried on, I said, Daniel, stop, knock it off. Now let's sing a little bit. Let's sing Tashem. Let's maybe share a nice tvartar. Wouldn't that be gishmak? But Yid's real, Hashem's real, service of Hashem's real. It's not, Agam Berger became from in Gaza underground. I promise Hamas didn't behave so well around her when she was having her Shabbos table. They didn't cooperate. She's real, Hashem's real. This amazing yid became a Shomer Shabbos in underground in Gaza. Hashem's real, the Torah is real, Shabbos is real, the yid's real. Nobody could destroy it. She was surrounded by Hamas. They weren't behaving. She's saying, Tashem, she refused to cook on Shabbos Kodesh. This is amazing. It's beautiful yid, didn't cook on Shabbos Kodesh. They saved the whole event. When a guy carries on a little, he saves it because it brings you back to reality. Stop trying to create something and pretend. I don't like being the authentic police. We all have fake in us. I don't try to be real. That's inauthentic. Just be and enjoy. Connect Hashem. We really have neshamas. We really can connect Hashem and enjoy to connect Hashem. Rav Farkas and his wife, in my life, this Indian of authentic Yidden, to Yidden, serve Hashem with no, there's no show, there's no, they serve Hashem. Nobody ruins that. I watched their children are big, one after another, with Zeich in the summers to be around, Menucha, all of them. I see Shlomi, she's a big person, like I'm shocked. Shlomi's so authentic, Midas Tavis, from such parents, Yehudas. He used to play volleyball, now I can't play ice hockey with him. But the just Yidden, who are, I would say tzaddikim today, since Simchas Torah, I have Yidden. Somebody wants to know what a Yid is. Look at the mishpach here. That's, this shul is a beautiful place to come here to sing with the chaver, to share the great Torah is a pleasure. The word authentic, an honest, authentic experience. Authentic. Kids of today are craving that which is authentic. We say, I don't get it. You know, just do. Kids won't soldier today. They won't do it. I'm not saying that things, the quiet shul is not authentic. I'm not saying that. Because everything's authentic. I'm saying that there's a sense of kids today that we can connect to something and it could be fire to me. It can mean something to me. And that's what people want. And Yeshiva was singing Ka'ech Saif Naim Shabbos, a Kisufin for Shabbos. There's a lot. Rav Kook says, it says the generation of Mashiach, chutzpah yaski, there's going to be a proliferation of chutzpah. Now, it doesn't sound very messianic. It says, ikvisa de Mashiach, it's the footsteps of Mashiach. Why is chutzpah like the footsteps of Mashiach? That means a good thing. That means that it's coming from a place of emes. It's the footsteps of Mashiach. Rav Kook writes, Rav Kook writes that you're going to have a generation. We're going to say, I don't get it. Just sit there. And I said, sure, I know what I'm saying. I don't know. Just sit there. Be quiet. And there's a generation that's going to look chutzpah, Rav Kook writes. They say, no, I'm not doing that. Now, I'm not saying it's right to talk. One should be quiet and shul. I'm not saying in a class a person shouldn't make some noise. I am saying that often the talker is saying that I refuse to just soldier. I can connect to this. And I don't have the connection. You have to do it when you don't feel it. The sophisticated Taina of Waterbury. Don't you have to do it when you don't feel it? And the answer is yes. But I also want to say, and I want to teach all of us that I'm a king at doing it when I don't feel it. That's the Chitzonius. But what today's Dar is the king has that we're capable of connecting. It can mean something. It really means something. Be like, yeah, this means something to me. This means something to me. This matters to me and I care about this. Today's generation is craving the word authentic. An experience that's authentic. So just the appreciation to friends, to the rub of this shul, to the people that daven here in this precious shul. I'm meeting chever that are smart to daven here and to be part of this. Yankov is it's a schus to be with you, Yisroel. It's a tremendous appreciation to Rav Farkas and his Rebbetzin and the whole family, but just such special Yidden. The Yidden in the full sense of being Yidden, sincere, authentic servants of Hashem. So I appreciate it. I've been zeichet to a friendship with Rav Farkas. We've been friends now for probably close to 35 years. We're friends for close to 35 years. And really years ago, he talks about a friendship of respect. But years and years ago, I saw in him, he was like ahead of the times. I saw in Yeshiva, we have Chevra, I came in with JD, with other Chevra who were drawn to Rav Farkas. Guys in Yeshiva were drawn to something. Just a Yiddishkeit that's beautiful, that's authentic. I want to share Divrei Torah with the Chevra, but I first want to ask if Shlomo and Yehuda come up. And first a little... Yona, Ellie, you think you're sitting back there? Come, Ellie. Ellie,
yeah. Come,
Ellie. No, absolutely. No.
Yeah.
Let's. They know. They. You guys know. Amnam Kvar Yadat. Hell, you know. You do know, right? You know.
Same words.
You both know, right? Yeah. Then you will do something. We'll start with a song. These words are from Messias Yesharim. And the words are, the song was composed by Yosef Karduner. And the words are that Omnam Kfar Yadata. Omnam, however, it's the end of Perek Zayin in Messias Yesharim. Omnam Kfar Yadata, however you already know, Shahanir Tse Yoyser, what's most desired by Avodas Havayri, in the service of Hashem, Yisbarach Shemai, blessed is his name, is Chayfetz HaLev, is the desire of the heart, the Chukas HaNeshama. Hashem wants Chiyus. Hashem wants Chiyus. That's the most desirable by Hashem. Anir Tse Yoyser B'Avodas Havayri. But Hashem wants, he wants us to serve with Chiyus. I was just Zaycha this Shabbos to be together with 50 families of alumni. We made a little Shabbos. I want to make more Shabbos with the Chevra. It's hard to get away. Shabbos, we managed. I wasn't fired yet. We made a Shabbos. And what gave me the most chizuk is the guys have chiyus. Chiyus. Hashem wants the ikr. The ikr in Avodas Hashem is chayfetz halev. He wants us to serve with the chiyus. Better we do less, I dare say, less with chiyus than more and it's shleppy. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants, kvar yadat, sha'anir tse yoyser b'avoydes habayri. We're shayach, I want to get, we're shayach to be fired up by Yiddishkeit. We're shayach to be excited that it means something to us. That's what we're shayach to. Not externally, not what we tell anybody, that it means something to us. It means something to us. One of my kids asked me, Tati, do you mind, the family lights, Nerchan, could I wait a little bit? He was with us. He stayed, went to his room. He needed to sing for a few hours. He had some more Torah to learn on it. And late at night, he was like, ready. We're actually shayach that it could mean something to us. Sha'anir tse yoyser b'avoydus habayri. What Hashem wants most in the service of Hashem is chayfetz halev, is a desire of the heart. Chayfetz halev, chukas sanashama. If we could sing this.
Ve'amnam chayadata Ve'amnam chayadata She'anirtze Bavodat Abore Yizbarach Shema Ve'amnam Ve'amnam Vayadata Ve'amnam Ve'amnam Vayadata She'anirtze Yizbarach Shema Uchayfetz Halev Uchukat HaNeshama Uchayfetz Halev Uchukat HaNeshama Uchukat, Uchukat HaNeshama Ha'neshama Uchayfetz Halev Uchukat HaNeshama Uchayfetz Halev Uchukat HaNeshama Uchukat, Uchukat HaNeshama Oh, I have
I want to, just from this song, I want to share something. Chiddush, maybe a chiddush, Danny. Then we're gonna do peel off the kiddush. Maskenalia. I want to say a chiddush. The Rabbeinu Shalom, when he teaches us the Aseres Adibros, Rabbeinu Shalom says to Klal Yisrael Lamer. Now Lamer, it's a Rashi in Saita, Gemara Saita. The word Lamer, all over Kol HaTayra, means to teach others. Lamer means to tell it over. Lamer, I'm telling you something Hashem says, I want you to teach somebody else. The problem is at Matan Torah, all of us were there. Every soul was there. There's nobody else to tell. We were all there. Every single Yid was there, alive and who will be alive. We were all there. So what's the lamer? There's nobody to tell. We were all there. We don't have to tell anybody else. So what's the lamer? So Chazal teach us, Rashi brings it to Machloikus, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. I'll go with Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi and Chumash says Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the lamer is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Whenever it says lamer, it means to tell somebody else. By the Aseres Adibros, lamer means answer yes and no. Shem says, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshay. Klal Yisrael says, yes, we'll do it. Hashem says, Lai Sirtzach. I said, we won't know. So we said on Hain Hain and on Lav Lav. What's happening here? What's going on? What does Hashem want? Klal Yisrael said, Nasvi Nishma, God, talk and teach us. He said, answer after me. Keep Shabbos. Yes, God. What is he? What's the sin? Seems so formal. So what's happening? What's this lamer that I want you to respond? Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshay, keep Shabbos. What is the lamer? What is this that by Kabbalah Satayra, the Rabbeinu Shalom said every Yid should respond? What is that? What I want to suggest, and this in many ways, when I describe that guy making trouble, what he brings me to, the process of learning Torah, this is by Kabbalah Satayra, is not there's a Torah. People sit down, there's a Torah, and then like a guy sits down, or even a girl sits down, and like, I try to like push myself into Torah. There's a Gemara in Gittin that's one of the most remarkable Gemaras in Shas. The Rabbeinu Shalom's learning Torah. Eliyahu HaNavi says over that the Rabbeinu Shalom's learning Torah, and he's studying the Sugya Pilegesh Begeva, Sugya in the Torah. And Hashem, when he says Taira, he says, Yoinasan b'ni kachaymer. Yoinasan says this pshat, and Ev Yasser b'ni kachaymer. He brings the pshat quoting to Tanayim. Taira is the Taira. What's he quoting? What the Tana says? Hashem needs, that Ev Yasser says is the Taira. The Gemara asks, it's Hashem misopik, he quotes to Shittas. The Gemara says, Elu ve'elu, both are right. If you ever hear scholars talk, this gets me frustrated. It's ignorance. And people do it sounding intelligent. Scholars talk, they say, in the eyes of Rambam, what Rashi seems to feel, that's how scholars talk, Geschmack. In the eyes of Rambam, Maimonides seems to postulate, like, we're like, we listen, these wise people have like different theories, and we're like the dumb guy. I don't know. The eyes of Rashi. That's not how we see Torah at all. Torah is, a Rambam came and learned the Pasuk, And Torah is the Rambam learning this pasuk is our Torah. And our Torah is Rashi learned this pasuk. We don't look at the two people theorizing and we're struggling. The Rambam being the Rambam. Shas is full of opinions, full of names. Take out all the names and just tell me what it says. Abaya Oimer is Torah. There was an Abaya who studied this and brought out an MS to us. All of us are part of Kabbalah Satira. And our response, the way it hits us, how it hits us is part of Torah. Our response and what comes out of us and how it hits us. When Hashem studies Torah, he quotes a pasuk with Yonason, Kach Amar. That's wild. Torah is the pasuk with Yonason learning the Torah. Did you ever wonder in Shast as a machlaikas? You ever wonder in Shemayim? I had a chavrus I learned for 6 years. We don't see anything alike. We scream and yell at each other. I don't know if any guy here will relate to this. You're fighting for like 2 hours, going at it. And 2 hours in, you chap, he's right. It's very difficult. You're like, you just chap. You were like completely wrong. And there's a whole arc. You're really mad at him. You've been screaming at you 2 hours. It's like, hey, you're right. It's not happening. So you like, you try to like change your opinion, like sort of make you both the same. And you like, sort of like, there's a whole like art. You've just been screaming for 2 hours. It's never happened in Shemayim. And Abayas, I know for like 1,000 years, I sort of like, Rob, I didn't have to tell you this. I sort of like, I'm on your team now. And then forever, like, you know, learning, Abaya may have gone, Rav may over the years really have shown, you know, Abaya Omer means that an Abaya being Abaya with full sincerity brings out this truth of the, to the world. That's what Abaya Omer, all of Shas's names, because the person is part of Limud HaTorah. The person connects to Torah. A guy is not allowed to learn Torah because a Yid is Torah. A guy is not Torah, a Yid is Torah. Torah given to us. You know, the angels protest the Torah given to us. What are they so mad about? Am I sensitive who you hand the Chumash to? I'll find you a nice guy. I'll hand him a Chumash. Say, please, take good. Don't. Okay, so be very gentle with it. Why are the angels so nervous? We have no clue what Kabbalah Satira means. You know what Kabbalah Satira means? We became Torah. It wasn't like, to me, when they hand the kid the Chumash play, every yeshiva should be, everybody should wear suits, ties, frocks. I mean, it's not, you don't hand the kid a Chumash like he's home. He and she, you hand them a Chumash, they're a shtick tyrants. There's a chasna here. Kabbalah Satira is a Yid's opinion, a Yid's view, how a Yid sees it is Torah. Every learner in the Beis Medrash, every Yid's interaction with Yiddishkeit is part of Torah. Every Yid with Shabbos, how the Yid connects to Shabbos and relates to Shabbos, that's part of Torah. When Hashem said, I want a response, that's Kabbalah Satira, Lamer. Please respond. By the way, it's a little weird. Lamer in Kol HaTorah Kulo means teach it over to somebody else. So here, Lamer is different. If you understand this, it really is the Lamer of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because the lamers tell it over to somebody else. But here we all learn Torah. There's nobody to tell it to. The answer is you don't learn my Torah and I don't learn your Torah. My response is part of Torah. Teach that to everybody else. Inspire everybody else. Each Yid, every single Yid. We have such like superficial things. Shlomo and I made a decision, Simchas Torah. We've been running around to Yidden since, I never ran like this in my life. Never, never. Since last year, Simchas Torah, we're just running everywhere. I want it to be us. There's one people. We like have these classifications. This type of year, that type of year. Those are chitzonis, like a thing. We make up all these like titles. There's one thing. There's a Yid. There's us. There's us Yid, all of us. Us Svardim, us Ashkenazim, us Chassidish, us Litvish, us Lubavish, us Satmar. It's all us. We got a Svardim, we speak us Svardim. They look, you're kind of light Svardim. Maybe I'm Syrian. I don't know. I got a Chassidim, us Chassidim, us. It's all us. It's all us. It's one people. It's all us. Us Chassidim. But Litvish, us Litvax. Shmak, it's all us. It's all us. And every single Yid in an emistic way as a lamer, how it hits in the primus, how does it hit you? What hits you? I didn't know my pnimis when I went to Waterbury. No shaykhis. I was a tin can like being stark. And I met guys who didn't fall for that, who don't warn into that. It doesn't resonate like I being stark. They want to connect in an oifen pnimi. I'll share you a pshat that I hold as emes. I want to share a pshat. I never told Rav Farks this pshat. Let me share this pshat. I learned the Gemara with my tata. I learned one mesecht with my father, Areni Kaparis Mishkav. I learned one mesecht, the cover to cover. I learned the Dharam with my father. And the Gemara Peyalif asks, I learned this with my tata. You talk about awkward. The Gemara asks, why are Talmidei Chacham's kids not Talmidei Chacham? Often. You learn with your father's Gemara. It's like very cute. So I learned this Gemara with my father. Then why are Talmidei Chacham's kids not Talmidei Chacham? And the Gemara gives six reasons. And one reason is because they call people Chamayrim. I like authentic Torah. Can I ask you a question? If somebody grows and somebody else is not growing, of course you look down at them. Don't say it. They call people chamayrim, donkeys. Can I ask you a question? If somebody comes to every davening, the guy never shows up to shul, he comes very late, he's not a donkey, let's be honest. Don't say it. But you don't say, you bite your tongue, you're saying it because your whole essence knows it. And it says Talmidei Chacham's kids are not Talmidei Chacham because they call people donkeys. What do you want? Our kids know our thoughts. Reb Tzadik says our kids are our deepest thoughts. You call people donkeys. Bite your tongue. Mamish press it hard. You're calling people donkeys. What's the worst saying? And because of this, Talmidei Chacham's kids are not Talmidei Chacham, which of course means that they don't have it. If they had it, it goes to the kids. Who they are, it means they don't have it. What's going on? They call people donkey? No kidding, he's steiging, he's doing nothing, he's not a donkey. What do you want me to say? I think the pshat in the Gemara, chaymer means chaymer means chumish, just physicality. If somebody thinks they're a tin can, and narvas, they filled up with shas, they worked hard, so their chamar, their mamish filled up the chamar, they're a chamar noisei svarim. They're a chamar noisei svarim. There's a certain type of growth that's external to the person. So then I'm a chamar who davens on time. He doesn't come on time. He's just a chamar. In that type of steiging, he's a chamar. That's what you think. You say and not your essence will say it. Because you're a chamar who comes on time to daven. He is a chamar. If you grow in a way that you connect, that it means something, you find your soul. It resonates. Lamer. We find, I was born for this. I was born for this. I wanted my kids, I prayed, I want them to find Rebbeim, completely not a forced chill. My kids met a Rebbe, they have a Rebbe. A Rebbe, we met this summer, it was Echavim this summer, my wife and I lost our mind, and they shake their head, this is it, this is it. This is what Hashem meant, he meant this. You should find Shabbos, you should shake your head. Shabbos, I discovered it. Find prayer, find a minion and say, this is it. This is it. It should resonate. That's the lamer. It's supposed to resonate. We're supposed to connect to it. Lamer, respond, hey, this is what I want. I was born for this. Lamer, there's a response. It resonates by the person. This is mamish what I want. This is who I am. If a person grows like that, they don't call anybody a chamar. They discover their own soul. By the way, they see others on neshamas. People who don't shteig like them are neshamas. He's a nesham who discovered his neshama. He's a yid who didn't yet discover his neshama. You don't see anybody as a chamar. It takes one to know one. You discover the real shteiging is to discover your soul. Discover, I was born for this. I was born for this. Shairish haneshama. My father had a tremendous love of pshat. If you told him something that didn't feel fit into that, he was like allergic. It was a Shairish HaNeshama. He went shortly before his patira to the Pnei Yeshua's Kever, we come from, and he connected in a wild way, and he found out the Pnei Yeshua also like was only like pshat, was like allergic to other things. He felt he connected to like the Neshamas, with his named after, somebody was named after, somebody was named after the Pnei Yeshua. He felt like he went back to somebody as a Shairish HaNeshama, like these are deep things inside of us. What Torah resonates by us? Hain, our own Hain, and we're supposed to have a Hain, a response. That's part of Kabbalah Satir. Abaya Omer, when Abaya reads this pasuk, what does Abaya bring out? What does he see? What does he say? That's Tairev. Yasser b'ni kachomer. That's Tairev. Somebody learns like that, they don't call anybody a chamar. Zero. It's the Shamus. Shamus. That's, and then the kids are Talmid al-Chamos. Kids, such a Talmud Chacham doesn't call people chamar. They discover deep things inside, see it in others. We could sing peel off the klipa, but let's peel off the klipa to see ourselves, the shamas, big people, to see it in others. Let's talk to be mekayim what we sing. You guys are worthy of singing.
Peel off the creepers, sing up a name in earth, every day has a mission. Peel off the creepers, sing up a name in earth, every day has a mission. Peel off the clippers, seal up and deviants, every year has a mission. Peel off the clippers, seal up and deviants, every year has a mission. The shamus of Yedin, oh Yedin, so holy, so pure, so precious, the shamus of Yedin, the shamus of Yedin, in my heart of the clearest, say the Benim. Shabbos of Yedin, oh Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, the Shabbos of Yedin, the Shabbos of Yedin. I'm part of the Yedin, I'm part of the Yedin, I'm part of the Yedin. I'm one of the yet, oh, yet, 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 so precious, so pure, oh yeah, so holy, so pure, so precious, the Shabbos of Yedin, the Shabbos of Yedin, oh yeah, so holy, so pure, so precious, the Shabbos of Yedin, the Shabbos of Yedin, oh Yedin.
I want to learn a piece of Torah together, but the schos of Torah, yet has to be voiteach. Bavur avisenu shabotchum chava talamdim chukechaim. The schos of Torah is betochen, is faith. To watch our people today, to watch the Yidden coming out, returning from hostage, to watch these Yidden, this beautiful, beautiful Yidden, Helen. Yidden who fasted Yom Kippur, Yidden who became Shomer Shabbos, Yidden who Yid found a Siddur, the Nifla. Nifla were an amazing people. If we could sing B'chas Chabatachti, then we'll share a good song, then we'll share a good word. Let's all sing, J.D., let's all sing it together. Yankov, let's all sing. Yisrael should come and sing something. After you'll sing something, Mishloim. I want to share a word that I wasn't planning on saying it tonight, but it's coming to me now hard, so I want to share this with the Chevron. Then we'll see if we get to the other things later, and we'll see. At the beginning of the parasha, it describes Mishpatim, this coming week's parasha, it speaks about an Eved Ivri. We'll assume this guy was a Ganav, stole down and out, a robber, and he's caught, and he has to pay back, he has no money to pay, and he's sold as an Eved Ivri. Now, he's sold as an Eved Ivri to another beautiful Yid. And a Yid buys an Eved Ivri, an Adon, a Yid who's an Adon, takes care of his Eved, Mamish, his Mechabit, his Eved, Nifla. He's not allowed to give him any jobs of Bezyonis. He treats him with tremendous respect. If he has one fancy mattress, the Adon, he only has one good mattress. The rest of the mattress in the house are junk, he has to give it to the Eved. Because the rule is he has to be equal. Imcha, if the Adon takes it and not the Eved, he's over in Isidareisa. Imcha, he has to be equal. If he gives it to no one, it's Midas time. If I can't have it, you won't have it. So by force, he gives it to the Eved. He mamish treats the Eved royally. The Eved, he has rules and regulations. The Eved's treated with tremendous dignity. And of course, the Eved, after 6 years in Avodah, falls in love with his Adon. Of course, as an Adon, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom says a Yid should treat another Yid, he falls in love with his Adon. And he says, I don't want to go free. Anybody could understand this Eved, his mamash, it makes sense. I don't want to let go. I found the light. He was a Ganav, the lower rungs of society. And he finds an Adon who's like nice to him, so he holds on to it. He finds an Isha. He was a married man before. He's given like a quasi-wife. It's not a real wife. It's Shefcha Knanis. And he says, I don't want to let go. I have the Asishti. I like the wife I have here. Under these conditions, the way his husband's treating him, he finds friendship. Ishtar means a wife, friendship. He finds friendship. Now he has much better friendship at home. We'll get to that. But he found friendship here. And then he finds as well, he has children that are not really his. They're Avadim Kananim. But he likes his kids. He likes giving. The man finds everything beautiful in this world. Ahavtias Adoni, Es Ishti Ubanei. Finds everything in the world. Mamish finds it all. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says, it's time to leave and go home. He says, I don't want to leave. I found an Adon. My prayer for every one of my kids, I want them to say these three are Haftis. Haftis Adoni, I love my master. Love my master. Avdei Hashem. Love my master. Sishti, I found friendship, my wife. Es Banai, giving children. Nifla. And this guy finds it all, and he doesn't want to let go. Leitzei Chafshi. Doesn't want to go free. For anybody who reads these psukim, you know the irony is, why is he supposed to go free? Why shouldn't he stay? Because li avadim. You're avadim to me, Hashem says, not avadim to avadim. Ahavtias Adon, he's right. Let go. You'll find your Adon, Hashem. Ishti! It's very nice companionship you have here. You have a wife, you'll be together for all eternity. Your wife, go home to your real wife. One night, they're very nice kids. You're giving in a nice way. You have children at home. If you just let go to the perception of these things, and this, I don't say it's fake. He has an Adon here, but if he just lets go, he would have it in a deeper and more real way. But I found in Waterbury, we all build a lot of walls. That's what we do. We build walls. We're afraid. We're afraid. So we build perceptions and things of shtark and all different things we build. All different things we build. If we actually let go of a lot of the things that we build, we let go and we actually like dig in a little, we'll have the thing in the most real and deep and profound way. You built, and by the way, it could be sometimes you need, I don't want to say it, pretend. He made like a matzav of Adoni, Ishti, Yavanai. It's like a shtickle like show of it. It's cute, it's geschmack. He has an Isha of sorts. He has a Banim of sorts. But you could have it in a deeper way. I don't think this is a one-time sugya of somebody who has something, if he but lets go of the perception, can have it more deep. I want to tell you, it's a minor story that happened. I've said it a lot this year. It's a minor story, but it brings this, I think it brings this out well. I went with my daughter to the mall. The mall in Waterbury, most of the stores moved out. And I went to the mall, and she was taking care of herself. And I was in the hallway on the phone. I was talking to Aaron Hartman. Let my people go. I was talking to Aaron Hartman. And I'm on the phone, and an inner city, big, strong, strapping guy comes up to me, and he's getting way too close. And it sounds funny. I say it every time. It's not a joke. I thought he wanted a hug, which I don't mind. I'm not a racist. He came mamish into me. I thought, okay, we hug him. What a big schmack. Okay, maybe he knows the camera. I don't know who he knows. But then he gets right nose to nose, and he screams, "Get out of Gaza." He says it a second time, "Get out of Gaza," spits on the floor and said it a third time, "Get out of Gaza," shrieks in empty mall. Aaron Hartman's on the floor and says, "Are you okay, Rebbe, are you okay?" "Are you okay?" The answer is no, but you can't help right now. Like, I don't know what you're going to do from Florida. Maybe if he raps for the guy, he'll see like we're looking like me. But the guy shouts, I was very shaken up. And b'chesed Hashem, the guy walks away and leaves. I was very, very shaken up. And I had a very shameful feeling. And my feeling at the time was, I'm just too tired of this. Netanyahu, please get out of Gaza. I felt a lot like that inner city guy. Get out of Gaza. Get out. I can't. That's a very shameful thought. I have friends that I'm like, I have a brother-in-law who's in Gaza as we're talking. The brother-in-law sitting in Gaza. I have guys in Yeshiva with 40 guys who fought in Gaza. We have guys who are there, guys who are fighting, guys who are on the front lines. And Kalish, a guy comes, and I'm a little nervous, and I can't handle it. We'll get out. It's a shtickle shameful. The younger version of me would have denied that I had the thought. That's what we teach our little kids. Kinna's bad. See, you learn. Okay, I'm not jealous. Jealousy's bad. I'm not jealous. No. It's one of the Aseret HaDibros. But I'm very jealous. You're not allowed to be. And I'm like, we're all jealous. We get jealous. Instead of working on a sugya, there's an avoid the premius. Shen send me somewhere. I can work. I can get somewhere. So until I met the guys, I would just deny. Took years, Yisrael. But now I see the guys that you could have a premius. It's like amazing. So I call out myself, Daniel, you want to get out? I'm not going to ignore that. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to play that game. I am feeling I want out. So I like going on walks with myself. I like working through sugyas now. I'm learning. And I say to myself, Daniel, what do you want? And I want to call Netanyahu. I can't handle it. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. This is where I'm at. I'm not going to play with myself. Hashem made me, and I'm going to accept me. Daniel Kirsch wants the man. I can't handle it. The guy's fighting a Gaza. Peace to them. I mean, amazing. All the blessings. I'm freaked out. I just need you out. I can't handle this. It's too scary. So I decide I'm calling Netanyahu. That's why I made a decision. I'm going to call Netanyahu. I decided, I happen to like him a lot. He's a Yid who most of the places on earth he would go, he would be arrested for being a Yid or maybe killed, most places on earth. I daven for him. I like the man a lot. I'm not a politics guy. I don't know much about politics. I like a Yid who stands up for Yid. Now, most places on earth, he's not invited. He can come to my house. He's in my prayers. I like this man. So I decide I like him. He'll probably like me back. It's a pasuk. It works that way. So I want to call Netanyahu, tell Dan Kalish from Waterbury, Connecticut, please get the troops out. Please do me a favor. I can't handle it anymore. So I decide I'm calling Bibi Netanyahu. That's it. And he's going to like me. I had the sense. I said, "You're really a nice guy." Like, we hit it off. We really like each other. He's, "Let me get Yoav on the phone." At the time, Yoav Galant was the general. I'm going to call Yoav and tell him, there's a guy, Dan Kalish, he can't handle it. Please, if we could all, how do we arrange? We'll all handle together to get everybody out safely. So we decided together, me and Bibi, to call Yoav and get the soldiers out. And I'm thinking, okay, the soldiers are going to go out. Yoav will say, okay, Dan Kalish doesn't want, he sounds like a decent guy, and he doesn't want us, let's take the soldiers out. I started picturing the soldiers leaving Gaza. Now, the hostages are right there. Gaza's a small place. I started picturing the soldiers leaving, And the hostages were like everybody left. What about us? I started praying real. I started praying for the hostages, and I didn't make the call to Bibi, because I actually think that we can't leave the hostages there. Here, what started out as maybe you could say a shameful thought, it actually brought me places. I actually think Hashem made us right. And I actually think if we let go of a lot of things we build, externals, to be strong, how many of us have a haftias ish adaini ishti ubanai? To let go is so scary, and we'll have adaini more. We'll have ishti more. We'll have banai more if we just let go of some. There was a forced chill of adaini ishti ubanai. The guy, I don't want to go free, adaini. You'll have adaini, you'll have a much deeper version of everything we want and what we create. We could have deeper if we just let go. Go a little deeper and a little freer. A little deeper and a little freer. Everything we thought we had in a construction, and we do have in a sense, this Eved does have an adaini, but it's not the real thing. It's, I don't want to say not real, it's very real. But he could have it much deeper. You know why his Adam does all this? Because he's a Yid, and his Adam follows Torah and loves him. It's but an echo of that of the Adin, of the true Adin. He likes this wife. He's right. It's wonderful companionship. You know, he could have a companion for all eternity. He likes his Bunim. There's Bunim of sorts. And Eved Kenani, I sort of. When he goes free, the Bunim don't come with him. If he but lets go of an external, something that's more external, he could have it internally and profoundly and deeply and forever. And I think there are many, many things that we hold on to that if we let go the very thing we want, we could have in a deeper way. Many, many things are like that. If we're willing to let go of the external of it, we let go. I have seen many, many, many guys let go of external securities and all different external type things they were holding on to get in a much deeper way, in a much deeper way. We protect and guard. Here, I didn't want to admit a shameful thought, because it's so shameful not to care, not to. And by admitting the thought, Hashem made me better by letting go of something, perception of something. I let go. I was actually able to care about the prisoners. Amazing. By way of the way Hashem made it, where I really did have a thought, where I was had enough. And then I actually, by thought about it and paid attention to what Hashem was saying, actually came to caring about a prison, about the hostages. Actually mattered to me. We let go of an external of many things. We could have it in a more pneumistic way. That's what I want to share from the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim. The two songs I think we should definitely sing, Let My People Go, should be sung. Can we do that?
Let my people go.
Thank you. What's the name? Want to try it?
One knows how to
even though I may feel like I'm alone, but in my heart I know that I'm already home. And even though I may feel like I'm alone, but in my heart I know that I'm already home. Da-da-da.
Before we save Atam Tilim and Les Kayana, maybe we'll get a solo from Ellie, maybe from Yisrael. Ellie, you'll for sure, Ellie, you'll do a solo of Atam Tilim. Yaini, you'll do one? We'll go around, we'll do a few solos around. One solo is Yisrael. Yisrael started music in Waterbury. He started music in Waterbury, please. Welcome, guys. Each guy invests. Well, the yeshiva is a place of people, so it's not walls, it's people, it's people. Everything that goes on, you have a chelik, you put sincerity, courage, and work, and brought music and other things to yeshiva, it still lives. It's not a wall, it's people. Yisrael was a dorm counselor the first year, Yisrael Chavetz of the high school, 16 years ago, he was a dorm counselor to Bachar and yeshiva before. I wanna share this thought, and then we'll sing Vatim Tili, I end with one last song. So two songs, but first, the share as follows. By Kabbalah Satira, the Rabbeinu Shloim says to Claudius by Kabbalah Satira that you see the thunder. You see the thunder. Now all of us know the difficulty of that is you can't see thunder, you hear thunder. So Rabbi Kiva said the following thing happened by Kabbalah Satira. We saw that which is heard. Normally you hear something. We saw that which is heard. And we heard that which is seen. Very trippy. To hear that which is seen. How do you hear? I like understanding things. I don't want to settle. What is that in my world? What does that mean? We teach our little kids. That which was seen, they heard. And that which is heard, they seen. Did anybody see what we're hearing now? No such thing. It's heard, it's not seen. What does it mean to see that which they heard, that which was heard? That's what happened by Kabbalah Satir. That's a cool magic trick. What does that mean? What is that in our world, in mine and your world? What does that mean? What does it mean to see what's heard? What does it mean to hear what's seen? What normally you see, they heard. What's normally heard, they saw. Maybe like sound waves. I guess we try to teach it to our youth. Forget our youth, I'm talking about me. What does that mean to you? What does that mean? What does that mean? We saw what's heard. Did we, maybe you said like the airwaves, we saw it. Speech is, we're both just sitting here. I'm like using this, like getting out some sort of sound. I do have a sore throat, but something's coming out. Beautiful things are coming out there, and we all like hear it, but it's just an experience. That we're just each in our seat, and something goes on, like not physical. Somehow they saw the airwaves, maybe, like through the air. Was it become like, I don't even know, you're not even seeing what's heard then, by the way. The airwaves we saw like air. What does it mean? This is what happened at Kabbalah Satir. We saw what's heard and heard what is seen. What's Shlomo, something's being expressed here that's true, that I think remains part of the Yid for all eternity. We're the nation, it defines us, with the Amad de Kabilia Raisa, with the nation that received the Torah. A Yid has Mechoyev Midaraisa every day of their life to remember Kabbalah Satira. And I don't think there's a side detail of Kabbalah Satira, that we heard what was seen and we saw what's heard. What does that mean, Shlomo? So I want to share something that it means to me, Shlomo. sight, Shlomo, was incredibly powerful to see something. Very, very powerful. It makes an impression on our soul much different than the other senses. Years ago, a guy, there's a halacha. If you're mevaker a chayla, the Ramban says to be yaitze biker chaylam, you have to pray. It's based on a Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara says you shouldn't visit a chayla the first 3 hours of the day. He looks so strong, you won't pray hard enough. Don't visit him the last 3 hours of the day. He looks so weak, you'll give up hope. So you're supposed to visit him at a time that brings out the best prayer. Says the Ramban, the whole purpose of Bikur Chaylam is to pray. The Ramah Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that if you visit somebody and you don't pray a Chaylam, you're not Yaitzeh Bikur Chaylam. So I have a Kasha Shlom, so why visit him? Just pray. The whole purpose of the visit is to pray. Just pray. I had a cousin that was sick in a hospital in Baltimore. My prayer was putrid. When I went to visit him, I started praying. That's what happened to me with the hostages. I like looking at pictures of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael because I hear about it. It's not real to me. That's the way we're constructed. We don't see it. A guy called me up from yeshiva and he said, "Me, I'm a chassan." And inside I felt nothing. I was like, oh, mazel tov. Now, emotions are funny, but what's happening inside of me? I'm not excited. Kalish, you rock. You're close to the guy. And he says he's a chassan. I'm not excited. We have a chassan here, Danny. I'm like, I met in Baruch Hashem together with the Kala, but I saw them before they're engaged. We're going to get together, the Chassan and Kala, we're going to get together. When you see a guy engaged, L'chaims are the best simch in the world. The Farks Mishpach should make many L'chaims B'karv. And a L'chaim is the best simch. You come and the Chassan and Kala are there. It's like, I'm like waiting to go to Shalom as L'chaim B'Shah Taiva. The Guru should make many L'chaims this event session. You come to a L'chaim, there's a chasna and kala. It's a simcha. It hits you. It's interesting to hear about it. The way we're constructed, it doesn't like, I hear, mazel tov, there's a chasna. It doesn't like, I don't say you don't believe it because you know, nobody's lying to you. If you don't see the chasna and kala, it's very hard to get moved. Somebody says, pray for chayla. You see it, it's like, whoa. You start praying. That's the power of sight. It's very powerful to see something. Ein adai meshmil re'iyah, Chazal say, re'iyah connects you to something much deeper in the soul. It becomes part of your essence. Chazal say that which was heard, we saw. Typically, we live in a very physical world. The table's real. Real. Spirituality, we hear. It's like a concept. We hear it. Here, it's like, probably. A Kabbalah Satayr, our people change for all eternity. We see that which is heard. We became Neshamadik. That which was only like the Neshama, I hear, it's conceptual. A Yid came to me. See, you talk so much about Neshama. I was like, when did you do this? But I met the guys, they introduced me, souls. I see what I used to hear. I see it. Before I never spoke with Shamas. I know it was like I only heard it. I didn't see it. Today, this is Kabbalah Satayr and its truth, is to see that which is heard. That which the rest of the world, it's like, you know, people say the real world, but that's the most real things, a bunch of Neshamas sitting. A bunch of souls, big lights, big iris, big lights. People get cynical when somebody's nifter, that the tendency, like after they die, you appreciate them. When somebody departs, my father in his lifetime, I appreciate him. I was awed by him. When he departed, I chapped. He just was in a shaman. I got distracted by his ears. We get distracted by each other's ears. That's what happens. Little Nort, we're souls. We're souls. Souls, 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 souls. Manish. Or Gadol, each of us with a light to bring to the world, She'en Kamayu B'chol Olam. Each of us. Pashut. We get distracted by each other's ears. We get a little distracted. That's what happens. When the distraction leaves, you're like, it's a big light. That's you, the truth of the light that was here. You don't get distracted by the ears. What it means at Kabbalah Satayu, we became a people who see that which is heard. Ruchnius and a life of service of Hashem became our reality, became what's the most real thing to us. And a matter of fact, where other people see, we only hear. I'm going to tell you a maisa. I was in a camp this summer with the Rebbe. My kid's Rebbe, who became my wife and I was Rebbe. He's a big person, big Eved Hashem. The camp was very fancy. Shlomo could say, hey, this is a very fancy place. We had Mezechit and the Farts. It's a very fancy place. So I say to the Rebbe, I'm like, after I met him for 3 weeks, this wouldn't have happened. I asked Mechila. But I didn't know him so well yet. One of the first days, I said, Rebbe, I want to ask Mechila. He said, for what? I said, it's so fancy. I'm not such a fancy guy. I felt like maybe it's too physical. So I said, I want to ask Mechila. I started apologizing. He said, things? He said, I see Ava. I see Ava. There's a Yid who brings stuff because he loves the guys and the guys love each other. And I see a wild expression of Ava. I don't get caught up in things. He told me a maisa that I've said since he told to me. It's like the best story in the world. It's the story. I want you to go home with this story. We'll sing two songs. We'll see that which is heard. But he said that the Chayz of Lublin, the Chayza, the Tzaddik, the Chayza, said to a Chassid, a Chassid did something nice for the Chayza, and the Chayza was feeling very big feelings then. So he said, I want to give you a bracha, the Chayza. He said, you have two choices. Either you sit next to me in Olam Haba for all eternity, or you could be a rich man. You choose. And the Yid didn't flinch. He said, I want to be rich. Goes out and he tells his friends what happened. You're crazy. Sit next to the Chayza for all eternity. I want to explain why this Yid is the exact Yid who gets to sit next to the Chayza for all eternity. The Yid said, I'm here to serve Hashem. To sit next to the Chayza of Lublin, I don't know how to serve Hashem with that. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. To be rich, I have an almana down the block. I'm always worried for her. She has no money. And if I get money, I can give her the money. I can support her. So I could serve Hashem with that. So of course I chose Ashiras. That's the guy who sits next to the Chayza for all eternity, by the way. A Yid doesn't see physical things. What others see, we only hear in the background. We hear what others see, and we see what others hear. And the Shama spirituality, I hear. They hear it, we see it, it's our reality. The physical, we hear about. I like apologize for things, he didn't see things, he only hears that stuff. That was like a background. What does he see? He saw you didn't like each other, you didn't be nice to each other. He sees that which others hear and hears what others see. That's the experience, again, that's mamish our world. We become the shamanic, big people. Not caught up in things. Things I use. I love a beautiful Shabbos table. I love. There's a Yid, I think he needs to go through a new Kabbalah Satir. He needs to see what's heard and hear what's seen. I brought his kids to that good convention. He got mad at me. He said, so fancy. How do you bring my kids? How do we justify all the expense and the fanciness? The Gedolim there and Shabbos is there. It can't be fancy enough. I love a beautiful Shabbos table. There's no too fancy. If you see things, so then it can be too fancy. That person is seeing what is seen. In Kabbalah Satir, we only hear what's seen. We see what's heard. It's Gedolim. I was bringing your son to me, Gedolim. How could you say it's too fancy? And as Dach might say, Shabbos, after Shabbos, seeing Gedolim, it couldn't. There's nothing in the world. I have to like apologize if it's not fancy enough. If you see things, so you get caught up. The guy caught up in things. Caught up in things. See, I apologize. I'm so fancy. He wasn't caught up in things. That was a backdrop. He doesn't see what is seen. What is seen is only heard. It's only a backdrop. The table is the backdrop to a matzah. This beautiful shul is a backdrop to Yidden. The shul is wonderful, but it's a backdrop to Yidden. We live in a very pneumistic adar, very, very pneumistic adar. And this thing to mamish, this is Kabbalah Satira, to see that which is heard, that it's our real neshamas sitting to zan, neshamas to mamish see what's heard. That was the experience. That's the true experience of Kabbalah Satayrah. To see that which is heard. And to hear that which is seen. That which is seen is a backdrop. It's not being the ikr, zach, too fancy. It's a backdrop. It's a good backdrop for something. Stop seeing what's seen. Hear what's seen. Only understand its usage. Only understand what it's about. Okay? It's about. It's holding stuff. You have Sudas and Shabbos. It's about something. Its usages. Let's sing Va'atim to you, L'malach's Kehanim, talk to the parish of what our nation is, L'malach's Kehanim, Egoi Kodesh, that sees what's heard and heard what's seen. Is Ellie still here?
Yeah.
I want to ask, Shlaim is right, in Yeshiva, Mizaycha, the two guys who brought a lot to Yeshiva, and I like when people sing, in Yeshiva, this is one of like the anthems since Yisrael's been. This song has been for years and years. They're new songs also. I feel like there's a dignity of the guys that anyway they're singing it. Atam Tiyulim, I must promise from Hashem, the preciousness of our people. Never in our lives as the last 2 years are we more in touch. We're a people, a together people, a precious people, a people that's hoping for each year to come back home and be with us. So I'm going to ask Yona comes from Five Towns, a local back home. Elias from Brooklyn, next door neighbors with Five Towns. If you guys will do that, should they run the whole thing, just the high part? Low and high, the ganze. The first time around, just you two.
Because I got out. Oh, my God.
I want to end one. We'll end with one last song that I've been asking Shlomo. Shlomo Sokan, I first thank Ellie Dax, a fresh young man. Thank you, Ellie. I thank you, the Krupka, tremendously. I thank you, Anna Levine, and Elliot, thank you so much. I want to ask Shlomo, has been since Simchas Torah, the heart of a Yid, the Pnimius of a Yid. So we've been singing Peel Off the Klipa everywhere. And this song, Lecha Omar Libi, that speaks about the beauty that's in a Yid, that the beautiful Pnimius of a Yid, that's Bemis, that's Bemis. Don't be afraid. We're so afraid of the inside, even complicated feelings and thoughts. We could venture there. Don't be afraid. The heart of a Yid is beautiful things. Even this Yid says, Ahavtias Adoini Vesishves Banai. In some ways, I picture the Yid as being shamed. Love you. Like he's saying he has funny loves, and in a deep way, he's being brought, if he'll but let go, he's brought to a deeper love and a deeper place. Don't be afraid. He's right. I picture the Yid like sheepishly, and he gets, in a way, it's, but just don't say La'etze Chavshi. Go to freedom, but go deep inside. Don't be afraid. So I'm going to ask Shloim Malacha Mar Libi. Close with that song.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Wanted to close by thanking everybody for coming, learn together, to sing together, to sit together, to be. Yidden belong together, and to sit, especially by Farkas Shlita Shul, a place that Yid who loves Yidden. He just we don't need to show something. We don't need to create. We have something. We need to tap into something. We don't need to create something. All of us should be zeichet to tap in. We're people who were given with Kabbalah Satayr, were charged, were lifted up. Hashem was mireimim and megadol of people to be very neshamadik of people. So the Rabbi Hashem should grant us to see ourselves as precious neshamas, to see out there just the truth. Lubavitch Rabbi Yid came to me, saw like a big light. And he just begged people, shine your light. Each person has a neshamadik, a light to bring, to give. It's not meant for chinuch kira of a certain age. It's the 84-year-old young man in Bnei Brak, the 30-year-old accountant in Teaneck, the 64 guy in Brooklyn, 5'10", Yerushalayim. Yidden were big people. Am Yisrael, Atam Tili, a promise special. Amleches can be goy kaddish. We should talk to see Yidden returning back home. Yidden coming home. The matir asurim. Should we matir asurim? And we should just see amongst Yidden, Arabas carrying Yisrael, uptaking the prestige of Yidden. It's tremendous. Sitting here is tremendous. I was missing that one guy to make a little trouble, but it was nice even without that. work even without that? Because I guess in my farkas is shul where the people are just errands, you don't even need that. It's a chiddush. We didn't need trouble. Pasha didn't need it. It was amazing that it was so gishmak even without that. I thank, really, really thank everybody for coming. Have an excellent night. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.